Five First Nations in Northwest BC have partnered with the province to identify areas across 16 million hectares for both biodiversity conservation and natural resource development to boost Canada's economy. Partnerships like this will deliver the critical minerals the world needs while better protecting the air, land and waters that First Nations have stewarded since time immemorial, said Jagrup Brar, Minister of Mining and Critical Minerals, in a June 3 news release. In the release, the Ministry of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship announced that over the next year, it will collaborate with the Talton, Taku River Tlingit, Kashka Dena, Gitin Yao, and Nisga'a Nations on fast-tracked, inclusive land use planning. This process will also involve engaging with industry and other community partners to develop a world-leading land use plan to provide greater certainty for investors and First Nations in the region, the ministry added. The planning process will assess an area covering 16 million hectares in BC's north near the Alaska and Yukon borders. Partners will identify zones for conserving biodiversity, such as wild salmon, caribou, sheep, and other sensitive species. They will also outline areas for resource development, especially mineral exploration, along with clear sustainability safeguards to support more efficient permitting. Additionally, no new mining claims can be registered in about one-third of the planned area for 1 year. This pause will help with joint planning efforts. However, existing mining projects and claims can still get permits and continue exploring during this time. Ensuring our culturally sensitive land is off limits to development, that our air, fish, land, water and wildlife will be protected, and establishing co-management protocols for responsible resource development within Talton territory is not only in the best interest of the Talton Nation, but also in the best interest of all British Columbians, said Beverly Slater, president of the Talton Central Government in Northwest BC. Land use planning will map out an efficient way of accessing and developing valuable resources in Northwest BC to support BC's economic engine. It aims to create opportunities throughout the province for billions in investment and family-supporting jobs, according to the partners. Last week, Premier David Eby outlined government's vision for building prosperity centered on the pillars of economic growth, reconciliation and conservation in northwestern BC, said the news release. This process involves prioritizing partnerships with First Nations under the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act, DRIPA. These are foundations to establishing areas for Indigenous-led conservation for precious land and watersheds in some of the most pristine and rugged wilderness in Canada and for clearly identifying areas where critical minerals may be developed, said the release. The engagement process will begin in the coming weeks. Safeguarding the heartlands of our territory in BC and building a thriving conservation economy will benefit future generations of Kashka and all people of the region, said Chief Stephen Charlie of the Liard First Nation.